country. Of those 21 diplomats, 18 had vision problems and difficulty sleeping, 17 experienced various cognitive impairments, and 15 recorded trouble hearing. There's been speculation the Cuban government or other actors used a sort of sonic weapon against the diplomats, though investigations continue and Cuba denies any wrongdoing. Russia is accusing unspecified Western countries of interference ahead of presidential elections next month. Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson levied that claim Thursday, citing, quote, destructive interference, though she didn't elaborate. That accusation comes days after top U.S. intelligence officials testified that they had no doubts Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Turkey today, and he was met by an unwelcome pronouncement from the country's defense minister, who ordered the U.S. immediately break ties with Kurdish fighters in Syria. That proclamation is the latest sign that Turkey and the U.S., ostensible NATO allies, find themselves increasingly at odds. Turkey is currently assaulting Kurdish-held territory in Syria, while the U.S. cooperates with those same fighters in counterterrorism operations.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, everybody, welcome. Hour number three, the big program, the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program here. And we've covered a lot today. But I did mention something earlier on in the program. And it goes along with our belief system in regards to financial planning and what people need to do. I'm starting to see other names out there actually jump on the Markowski Investments Watchdog on Wall Street bandwagon and actually start to talk about the things that we've been talking about here on the program, the things that people need to prep for decades. You know, which is kind of interesting because all of a sudden, you know, the problem is already here. People have been planning for their retirement in one way. They're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, they're even early 60s. And now you get these Wizards of Smart coming out and saying, yeah, you know, we're going to have to change everything right now. Shouldn't you have done that 20 years ago? Like we've been telling everybody. And it has a lot to do with understanding that people are going to live longer and healthier lives. Now, the irony of this is that they had the mortality rates come out this past week. Another study was done. And the numbers actually for 2 years in a row have gone backwards. But the reality of that situation, it does deal with the fact that we have a god-awful drug problem here in this country. And people are dying at an absolutely insane rate when it comes to opiate abuse, heroin abuse, alcohol abuse, suicides, which can go right along with drug abuse. And that's obviously brought the rate down. But the reality is if you're going to hit 65 years old, you have a very good chance at hitting 85 and being just fine. The short little retirements, they're not here any longer. And that's, in our opinion, a good thing. But for people out there, and this is one of the things, people out there that do want to stop working, people out there that need to have access to a part of their portion of their portfolio, one of the things that we've been trying to explain to people is you've got to conduct, and we like to call it a fire drill, or portfolio fire drill. Now, again, I have explained this before on the program. Everybody can remember, can go back, right? Remember back when you were in school, and you know, they always managed to have these fire drills in the middle of winter, when it was really cold out in upstate New York, and yep, you had to go outside, and it was cold. I know a lot of people, in my classes, they used to like the fire drills because it used to get them out of maybe taking tests from time to time, but I found them kind of annoying. The really annoying drills, quite honestly, though, were the bomb drills. The bomb drills. Yeah, I remember those, too. Yeah, I'm going to hide underneath my desk, and I'm going to be safe from a nuke. Whatever. Anyway, a portfolio fire drill. Okay, we've got all this volatility that's taking place, right? Up, down, sideways, all over the place. And you know what? Why not? Why not take a look, nervous investors out there? What you need to do, it's real simple. You got to determine how much money you are going to need to utilize from your portfolio for the next 5 years. The next 5 years. That includes housing, food, and everything in between. Now, this is obviously pertinent to people who are retired. This is obviously pertinent to people that want to retire soon. This is also pertinent for people that need to make a down payment on a home or need to utilize their portfolio for other large expenses. Let's say college or maybe a crazy expensive wedding or something like that. I don't know. Everybody's different. Let me give you an example. Got a retiree who needs to take out $18,000 a year from his or her portfolio to live on. That's how much they need to take out of their portfolio every year. They should have $90,000 in their portfolio in nothing riskier than short-term bonds. That's it. $90,000 in that portfolio needs to be in nothing riskier than short-term bonds. Another example. Got a family that needs to dip into their portfolio to pay $100,000 towards their kids' college education within the next 5 years. They, too, should be in nothing riskier than short-term bonds. Or another one. Hey, got a couple actively looking to purchase a home, and they want to put $60,000 down as a deposit. Now, that's not even short-term bonds. That's cash or money markets, because you never know where you're going to find that home. You're going to need to have access to that cash right away, and it's also going to help avoid transaction costs. Everybody else out there, all this volatility out there, do yourself a favor, like we said before, and relax. It's not a big deal. You know, again, so many people out there, this happened to a lot of people that were close to retiring or retired. When the financial crisis hit and the markets were taking a hit, they freaked out to such a degree that they just sold everything. It was a fire sale. Everything must go. Every quality company, everything in my portfolio must go. I don't know what's going to happen next. All you needed, if you at that point in time were doing what we tell people to do, you would have had everything that you needed for the next 5 years in cash anyway. Right? So you could have taken a couple steps back. You could have watched all of the anarchy take place. Again, it didn't last that long. If you think about it, it seemed like a long time, right? You saw 5%, 6% movements in the market over the very, very short period of time. I know it made it a little, you know, might give people a little bit of agita, but let's be honest. Was it, the end of 2007 into 2008, and then things started to turn in the spring of 2009. It's not that long. That's a much shorter period of time than our five-year window that we give. But again, we're the types of guys that like to be better safe than sorry. That is the reality. That's what you need to do. Anyway. Wanted to talk about this as well. Several emails coming in over the course of the week talking about interest rates, direction of interest rates, and also mortgage rates. And there was some news that came down the pike. And again, I have to call out some of these business networks. They really do a really horrible job in explaining people how the world works or giving proper perspective. There's a story out there talking about how mortgage volume has stalled. Mortgage volume has stalled as mortgage rates have risen. And what was interesting is that you actually saw an increase in refinances. I guess this kind of people waiting to the last minute. They should have done it and they didn't do it. And now they're racing to do it. And yeah, you're also seeing other people out there saying, gee whiz, mortgage rates are going up, and maybe it's giving them a little pause when it comes to buying that home. I'm going to try again. This is one of the more difficult things that I have to try to explain here on the program, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but it is. People, whenever I talk about this stuff again, I think I almost get the feeling that your eyes are glazing over. If mortgage rates go up, it's going to take a little bit of time, not that long, but you're going to see an adjustment in the prices of homes. Most homes, not all. Okay, there's certain enclaves out there. There's the exception when it comes to, obviously, waterfront property, certain wealthy areas where people might come in and pay for cash and it doesn't really matter to them whether or not the mortgage rates have come up or not. But for the most part, you will see prices of homes come down. I want you to follow me on this. I want to explain why. Buying a home for most people when they have to utilize a mortgage is nothing more than what they can afford over the course of a month. Now, if the cost of money costs something, right? When you have to borrow it, the cost of money goes up. And you're going to be buying a certain product. And there's only so much you can afford over the course of the month. Well, then you know what? The product has to come down in price. And that's what will happen. It has an inverse relationship. Everybody thinks out there and they're always telling, mortgage rates are at all-time lows. Great time to buy a home. What are you kidding? But if mortgage rates, let's say mortgage rates were at 18%. 18%, do you think that home that you're looking to buy would be priced the same way? No, of course not. It's kind of funny. I try to explain this to people. I said, you know, you really want to make a ton of money in real estate? Actually, this is how Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger made a ton of money in real estate by having cash and buying up property when interest rates were up there, 15, 16, 17, 18%. Because the price of the real estate was down. He just paid for it in full. Then waited for the interest rates to come back down. Well, then, you know what? The values, you could sell the property for more. Because what? People can afford more money. That's how it works, people. Don't let real estate agents, don't let yahoos out there try to tell you any differently. That's how money works. That's a quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll help you conduct your little portfolio fire drill, one of the many things that we do for people all across the land. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. I feel a premonition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the program, everybody. I went off on some rants today in regards to some of the big brokerage firms and how Wall Street operates. And I've had several stories just sitting here for the past couple weeks. I kind of got tired. To be honest, I kind of got tired about just ripping into Wells Fargo. It was becoming exhausting. And I guess it may be almost repetitive. I mean, I keep, you know, there are different instances of clients and customers being ripped off and lied to. But in many respects, I guess it probably just started sounding the same to all of our listeners out there. That was just a feeling that I got. And, several stories. Make no mistake, the business model is fraud. Talking about Wells Fargo, Charles Pierce. Wells Fargo loses another big client after dialing up risk in its target date retirement funds. And then this came down the pike, and I didn't really know what to make of it. Federal Reserve, this says Janet Yellen was going out the door, decided to basically tell Wells Fargo, you can't get any bigger. Wells Fargo's growth will be limited, and the directors to be replaced. after the various different abuses that they've been involved with. Now, you had the Wall Street Journal editorial board ride in and defend Wells Fargo and say that look at all the steps that have been taken, look at the fines that have been made, the ex-CEO had to pay back some of the pay package that he got, and his second-in-command had to do it, and they went on and on and on, just like they had the last time. Oh, yeah, we paid our fine. We did our debt to society, right? You know, listen, and it's true. It's true. White collar crime is often not prosecuted here in this country. If you were to rip people off, if you were to go into a 7-Eleven or a Wawa with a fake gun, with no gun, and you were to rob a register, you'd go to jail. You go to jail, and I, quite frankly, I don't have any problem with that. I don't think my listeners have any problem with that. But if you, you're wearing a suit and tie, you're wearing a suit and tie, and you forge customer signatures, and you dip into their account, and you take money out of their account, and you lie to them, and all these things, shouldn't you too also have to go to jail? Shouldn't somebody have to be held responsible? Hey, it was funny. The Journal was talking about the tens of millions of dollars that their CEO had to pay back from his pay package. Oh, what? So he's going to instead buy the 149-foot yacht rather than the 150-foot yacht? There's no real disincentive when it comes to taking advantage of your customers. And this is something we've been talking about for a very, very long time. Listen, over the past couple years, we've gotten quite the influx of accounts from Wells Fargo advisors and branches people transferring out and moving over to Markowski Investments. And you know what? Not all the accounts were handled that bad. Not all. But plenty were. Yeah, a nice young gentleman down there, 20-something, early 30s, sitting there at the Wells Fargo branch, Wells Fargo Advisors, their private bank, Chase Private Bank. Are you kidding me, people? Do you understand that these are just marketing gimmicks? Do you get that? When are you going to understand that you're just a number? That's all. That's all. What they do for you is just one area of their business. That's it. Just one area of their business. We talked about this earlier and how firms can trade against you. Funny thing is, you have an option. Wouldn't you rather work with a firm? Wouldn't you rather work with a group that's going to put your interests above their own? There's not a single investment firm, when I'm talking the big brokerage firms, big banks, national firms out there, that can say that. There's not one that can come out and tell you that we will put your interests above our own. They can't. Because it's not true. They can't accept true fiduciary duty for their clients because of the nature of their business, because they can trade against you, because they want to sell you their products rather than the product that might be best for you. Oh, it might be suitable for you, but it might not be best for you. These firms still have clients is that people are just ignorant of it. I can't think of anything else. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. It really doesn't. Enough. I got a stack of ripoffs and scams. I just don't even feel like covering them. I don't. I really do. I'm starting to feel like I repeat myself again and again and again. And, you know, maybe I'm starting to sound like the adults from the Peanut cartoon where it's wah, 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 wah. I wanted to mention this. I know a lot of parents out there, and many of their kids graduating. It's going to be soon to be graduating from high school and getting their acceptance letters or rejections in the mail. Interesting story about this and how these college applications are reviewed. And I'm going to get into it a little bit here. But this is how it goes, and I'm not kidding. Some of the most elite colleges and universities in the country. Elite colleges and universities in the country. They review an application in 8 minutes or less. That's right, 8 minutes. Your kids spent all that time on those essays. 8 minutes. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return. So keep it up. Quench my
desire. And I'll be. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Within the last hour, Nicholas Cruz made his first appearance in a Florida court. He was charged with 17 counts of murder. Let's take a listen to some of the courtroom proceedings.
Your Honor, the state's relying on the sworn affidavit that the court has been provided as to the 17 counts of first-degree murder and the contents of the sworn affidavit by detectives citing the actions of the defendant in going to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14th, 2018, with a premeditated design in that he went loaded with an AR-15 rifle. He had additional ammunition with him and shot 17 individuals who later died as a result of the gunshot wounds. And then he fled the scene. So the state is seeking a no bond hold.
The judge agreed with the prosecution, and Cruz will be held with no bond. This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com. or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. There's a couple stories this year talking about the federal student loan program. Remind everybody, Barack Obama took it over, and we're now over $1.4 trillion. Is the size of the loan portfolio. As it turns out, a lot of these people happen to jump on board one of the loan programs that allows them to get out from paying their loans. That's right. That was some of the caveats that President Obama put into play. I'm going to explain to you one of the caveats, which just made me absolutely sick to my stomach, made me throw up in my mouth. The fact that if you can have your student loans forgiven after 10 years, if you have a job in the public sector. That's right, the public sector. The wealthiest zip codes in the country happen to surround the public sector's epicenter, which is Washington, D.C. So all of those people making a fortune working in the public sector in Washington, D.C. that can send their kids to St. Albans or Sidwell Friends or Georgetown Prep or McDonough, yeah, they can have their student loans forgiven after 10 years. By we evil people that actually build stuff, create jobs, and actually make the country work, you know what? We can't. That's how pathetic and sad Obama's rules are. Oh, yeah. Oh, you work in the pub. Oh, you're better. You're like Joe Biden, who takes the train in from Delaware. Give me a break.
Hey, I want to get a job in a nonprofit. I want to work in the public sector.
Whatever. Anyway, Trump actually, believe it or not, we're getting rid of those rules. And that's one thing that Donald Trump has done since he's been president, is basically erasing the Obama administration little by little. And thank God. Thank God. And the rules are changing and all that stuff is going to go away. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about this application story in the Wall Street Journal. And they were, I mean, these were top schools, Rice and Bucknell and Georgia Institute of Technology and many others. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. They divide someone's application into two, and less than 8 minutes per application. I've said this to kids, you know, some kids I've talked to as of late that didn't get into their top school or were deferred or whatever it may be. And I'm saying to myself, listen, okay, stick it to them. You go to whatever school you go to, and you know what? You kick some major buttocks. And then you know what? Not like they're going to care, but it might give you a little bit of satisfaction. Now you show them the transcripts. You show them. Be an unbelievable success in life, and then later on say, hey, you know what? You rejected me. You know what? You're not going to get any alumni donations from me because you rejected me. That's how you fuel yourself. You give yourself energy through those rejections and those things that knock you down. Now, we have talked about this here on the program. I'm going to reiterate it again. All you parents out there, all right, I said it's becoming a problem. One of the big problems is, I'm talking right now, social media. Parents can't wait to go on to the Facebook and tell all their friends where little Johnny and Sally are going to school next year. And each time I see one of those postings, that, you know, great. Hit the like button, whatever. I'm thinking to myself, okay, What does little Johnny or Sally want to do? Do they have a plan? If they don't send them. Don't waste your money. Don't put your kids into debt. Hey, listen, you want to say your kids don't know and you've got the money and you want to send your kid basically on vacation? And that, because that's in essence what you're doing. There has to be a reason for going. I saw the tuition increase for my alma mater. And with room and board, you're talking about $65,000 a year. And I say to myself, I remember some of the schools that they had. They had the School of Education. They had the School of Nursing. Do they still have those schools? Because to me, it doesn't seem to make much sense. Oh, you want to be a school teacher? Fantastic. That's great. You want to be an educator. Do you think it's wise to go to a private school at $65,000 a year? Do you think that that's the smart thing to do? Or do you think you might want to try a more reasonable option so you're not burdened with debt? It doesn't make any sense. They're overcharging for things, and people are willing to pay for them. If that diploma and that degree is a tool for a certain career, remember the old story, the Pentagon paying, you know, $900 for a screwdriver or whatever it may be, $10,000 toilet seat? It's just as stupid. It doesn't make any sense. I know. Oh, you make you feel good for a little bit when you tell everybody on Facebook that Johnny or Sally is going to so-and-so Ivy League. But that goes away. Do what's best for your child. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. College planning kits there at the website as well, along with free consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, we are still, like many others, still working really hard on the tax reform bill and trying to make heads or tails out of it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still waiting for guidance, actually, from the IRS. They don't know how certain things are going to be handled, especially some of the tidbits and items when it comes to flow-through corporations. And I think that they better come up with some sort of clarity, because what might end up happening is that, you know, certain businesses that were supposedly excluded from that tax break might come out with some kind of loophole and open up an alternative business, like a real estate business or something, to have funds flow through there. And again, it's part of the problem. It's part of the problem when you you come up with certain rules and regulations, and the law is not the same for everybody. Yeah, we've been very critical of many, many parts of this tax reform bill. What's working right now? Let's focus on what's working. What's working in the tax reform bill is it's most certainly helping corporate America and big business. And I'm going to be honest, that's good for everybody. It has made our country more competitive, which is what we need to have. It's a different world we live in. We got a global economy. And yes, the United States actually has to compete against countries like Estonia. And we're able to do that, which is great. That's helped. And we're seeing that in regards to the pickup in economic activity. It's actually the Atlanta Fed was saying that growth next quarter could be over 5%. That's something else. And we've actually seen the effects as well in regards to tax revenues. The exact opposite took place from what we were told would happen. Remember, we were told that it was going to bankrupt the country, starve the government of funds. Where is the money going to come from? Tax revenues increased big time this past month. Another 5% increase year over year. And I expect that to continue. So, again, good things in regards to the tax reform bill and some not so good things. And we're going to have to obviously figure our way through it. What I do know is that I know that the withholding tables are now making their way through the country into various different businesses. So people that will be getting a tax cut, well, they're going to start seeing it in their paychecks as well. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Old school Neil Diamond action there from the movie The Jazz Singer. My mother was a huge fan. I think my mother must have seen that movie 8 times at the theater. No joke. Was that 1979, 1980, somewhere around there? Anyway, talk about time. And I feel really, really old. But I saw this story this past week. When I think about it, it doesn't seem that long ago. It stood for 10,316 days. Now, as of Monday, the Berlin Wall has been gone for as long as it had divided the city. The wall was, construction began in the summer of 1961. And basically, why? Why'd they build a wall? To keep people out or to keep people in? To keep people in. That's why walls sometimes are scary, to say the least. We've talked about Trump and the wall that he wants to build. And obviously the wall he wants to build is to keep people out. We understand that. But I also think that there are much better ways of stemming the flow of illegals into this country, better ways of handling our borders. It's my opinion, not that hard. You just force the law of the land. But we have laws on the books. Implement, utilize E-Verify. Make it work. Make it work. It's been around for over 20 years now. You haven't even really used it, for crying out loud. You can't get a job here. Well, then you know what? You're probably not going to come. Anyway, I want to talk about this as well. Olympics kicking off. Winter Olympics kicking off this week. Again, I'm not a big-time Winter Olympic guy. It's not. I just like hockey. I like watching the hockey. You're not going to find me sitting there watching the people brush the ice with the broom with curling. But anyway, this story in the Washington Post, I almost blew a gasket this past week. I really did. This is just one of the most absurd things I can't even believe it. It's almost the fact that, you know what? If this is our goal, then we deserve to lose a lot. Trying to make Team USA look more like America. the hell does that mean, actually? What does that mean? Well, the U.S. Olympic Committee says it's taking its most diverse team ever to the Winter Games. So, They're pleased to announce the team includes more African Americans and Asian Americans, and even the first two openly gay men than recent winter squads. But they say it's just not enough. Not enough. We're not quite where we want to be, said Jason Thompson, the U.S. Olympic Committee's Director of Diversity and Inclusion. Why the hell would an Olympic team need a director of diversity and inclusion? What does Jason Thompson do all day long, if that is his job? Honestly, what does he do? I mean, if I was writing this story, I would ask him, I said, you know, it's almost like you got to hire the Bobs. Hire the Bobs from Office Space. What exactly do you say you do here? What do you do? I think full-on inclusion has always been a priority of Team USA. It has. It has. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that full-on inclusion has always been a priority. You know what the priority is? Winning. Hardware. Gold, silver, bronze. I think everybody's always felt it should represent every American. What? So if a Latino figure skater wins the gold, American Latino figure skater wins the gold, they don't represent me because they're Latino? You are the worst type of American, Jason Thompson, and people who think like you. I don't care. I don't care what the hell color the person's skin is. Are you faster? Are you better? Are you stronger? Does it make any difference? No. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It's sports, for crying out loud. And you got to allow your infectious, disgusting virus, your divisive virus into sports. Either you make it or you don't make it. That's it. That's the beauty of the entire thing. When you're skiing down the mountain, who got there faster? Oh, you did. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care who you like to shack up with in the bedroom. You won. This is why we tune into sports. I'm waiting, people. I don't know about you, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that point in time when it goes away. Again, it was a funny story. Similar story this past week. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. This is a high school up in Ithaca, New York. Upstate New York. Ithaca, New York. They cast the school play. It's Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame. And one of the lead characters is Esmeralda. Again, this is a Victor Hugo novel from the 19th century, 1800s. And it just so happens that Esmeralda, the one that got cast, was a white girl with blonde hair. Well, you know what? They had to cancel the play because people got upset because they said Esmeralda needs to be darker skin because she was a gypsy in the play. You know what my response is to this? All of you lefties out there, you love the play Hamilton, do you not? That's all played by black and Latinos, is it not, that entire play? Last time I checked, Alexander Hamilton was white. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Have a wonderful week, everybody. God bless. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
You could pass a law that makes it hard to get this kind of gun in a new condition. You're going to struggle to keep it out of the hands of someone who's decided that's what they want to use because there's so many of them out there already that would be grandfathered in. You can do a background check. The truth is, in almost all these cases I cited, the individual either erroneously passed the background check or would have passed it or did.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio earlier today on the Senate floor. Now, he was again, of course, addressing the gun control issues and the possible talk of banning certain types of weaponry. This all after the school shooting that took place yesterday in Florida, where 17 people were killed and several others were injured. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California says now's not the time to play politics.
Maybe it will shock some people into understanding. This cannot be a political issue. We have to be practical. I support the Second Amendment, but we have to have smart gun safety laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has announced that 29 nations of NATO will maintain a training force in Iraq. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Speaking from Brussels, Mr. Mattis announced that NATO will sustain its investment in Iraq to project stability into the geopolitical heart of the Middle East.
We will go to a consistent mission in Iraq to build the capabilities that they believe they need to sustain this effort and protect their people from an uprising of another type of terrorist organization, something like this.
He also announced that America supports NATO's initiative for the training mission in Iraq.
As we learn more and more details about the shooting that took place at a school in Florida, one of the big questions was, how was Nicholas Cruz allowed to get on campus? Robert Runcy is the Broward County Superintendent. He explains how Cruz was able to get on campus.
On the campus at the time of dismissal, and that is a fairly open time for the campus, and he entered the facility at that moment.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
And now with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
A study of 21 U.S. diplomats serving in Havana, Cuba, has found that a majority of those who left the island after complaining of loud noises in their homes and hotel rooms are suffering from possible acquired brain injury. Of those 21 diplomats, 18 had vision problems and difficulty sleeping, 17 experienced various cognitive impairments, and 15 recorded trouble hearing. There's been speculation the Cuban government or other actors used a sort of sonic weapon against the diplomats, though investigations continue and Cuba denies any wrongdoing. Russia is accusing unspecified Western countries of interference ahead of presidential elections next month. Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson levied that claim Thursday, citing, quote, destructive interference, though she didn't elaborate. That accusation comes days after top U.S. intelligence officials testified that they had no doubts Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Turkey today, and he was met by an unwelcome pronouncement from the country's defense minister, who ordered the U.S. immediately break ties with Kurdish fighters in Syria. That proclamation is the latest sign that Turkey and the U.S., ostensible NATO allies, find themselves increasingly at odds. Turkey is currently assaulting Kurdish-held territory in Syria, while the U.S. cooperates with those same fighters in counterterrorism operations.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.